USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is invoking the Defense Production Act.
We're using the act. The act is very good for things like this. We have millions of masks that we've ordered. They will be here soon. We're having them shipped directly to states.
This essentially nationalizes certain industries to boost production of medical supplies and protective equipment. Dr. Deborah Birx at that same meeting outlines what new concerns they're keeping their eye on.
And frankly, from Italy, we're seeing another concerning trend that the mortality in males seems to be twice in every age group of females.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says all taxpayers and businesses will have until July 15th to file their taxes. That also includes folks who are filing their quarterly taxes that are due as well on April 15th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America with a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home. They went big! Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's president, Adam Crump, will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. This is a one-time offer. Just say war when you call 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929 or go to FinestKnown.com.
Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley is parting ways with Boeing, in part because of the coronavirus outbreak. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Boeing has confirmed that Nikki Haley has resigned from its board of directors after serving on the board for less than a year. Haley reportedly stepping down in opposition to the company's request for government aid as a result of the virus. Boeing had earlier this week said it was going to seek $60 billion in federal assistance. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Circling back to President Trump's press briefing, the president says he's having productive talks with Republicans and Democratic lawmakers on the coronavirus.
There's tremendous spirit to get something done, so we'll see what happens. But my conversation was very good with Senator Schumer.
The president also announced that the government will temporarily waive interest on federal student loans. Enforcement of standardized testing is also suspended. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With more on how the coronavirus is affecting folks around the world, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
A new warning from the State Department telling Americans abroad to come back to the United States or face getting stuck. And other well-known people who have the coronavirus now, ESPN reporting New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton, the first person in the NFL community to test positive. And Prince Albert II of Monaco, the son of the late actress Grace Kelly, also testing positive.
With the sports world coming to a complete standstill, aside from NFL free agency, many folks are looking for a way to divert their attention from the coronavirus pandemic, and if anything, a little bit of escapism from time to time. Horse racing is still going on at some tracks across the country. Kenny Schmidt is a horse racing expert. He shares with me some of the precautions being taken by tracks across the country.
Well, right now there's no spectators. Basically, it's just the backside workers, the trainers, and other personnel that are on hand. You can continue to run horse racing at these tracks because these backside workers actually live on site and they have to be there daily no matter what. So long as spectators aren't there, they're still not at risk. You know, that's one thing people have to realize that really want to educate on horse racing.
Schmidt continues.
And I'll be honest with you, I think racing by next week will be shut down totally as the rest of the things in the United States.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.